Welcome to the Word of Life Tabernacle podcast, where we know one word from God can change your life today. From wherever you are listening, we hope you are encouraged by this week's message.
We are nothing without you. We are nothing without you. There's no artistry. There's no MAV. There's no anything. We are nothing without your hand and your grace. For it's not by might or by power, but by your spirit. Put your spirit on this thing, Father. Put your spirit on this thing. Let your pleasure be known and felt. Hallelujah. Let your pleasure be known and felt on these songs tonight. We desire to make you smile. Just for 15 seconds, just fill this room with worship. Come on.
With your kingdom DJ, DJ
Lift up your hands, all ye gates. Open up ye ancient doors. Let the King of glory come in. We speak to our hearts. Lift up your head, O ye gates. Open up ye ancient doors. Let the King of glory come in. Let the King of glory come in. He desires to fill
the Spirit. sing it out. Let praises rise from the inside, from the inside.
It shall accomplish that which you please and prosper the lives whereunto you send it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, welcome our members, our partners, covenant friends. We're so glad to have you with us for a powerful, powerful message on this Tuesday night Bible study. We encourage you to take advantage of our website and our YouTube channel where that you can just feed your faith and keep yourself built up in all the things of God. There are messages that are specifically designed to build areas of your life. So visit that website and take advantage of that. All right, well, it's Tuesday night Bible study, so we're here to get into the Word of God. So I trust everyone have their Bible. Turn with me to the book of Mark's Gospel, chapter 11. And I want to teach this evening from the subject, from believing to receiving. Now, I know those two sound alike, but there's a big difference. There's a fight of faith between I believe and then receiving the manifestation. And so God wants us to go from not just believing. I hear a lot of people say, well, yeah, I'm believing God for my healing. I'm believing God for my children's salvation. And that's good. That's part of it. But have you received it? Yeah, it sounds like the same thing, from believing to receiving. Amen. At some point, what you're believing becomes manifestation. And so we want to teach you that, how to go from believing to receiving. Now, in Mark's Gospel, Jesus, of course, this classic teaching, chapter 11, while he was on his way to Bethany, the Bible says that they came, they was going into the city, and they saw a fig tree afar off, and it had leaves that was symbolic that there was fruit on it. And when he got close, he realized that the fig tree did not have any fruits, and so he cursed it. He spoke, and he said, "No man eat of this tree from this day after." And then on the way out of the city, the Bible says that the disciples noticed, and 24 hours later, the next morning, how soon the fig tree had withered. So obviously nothing happened to the fig tree when he first spoke. But later on, we've seen the manifestation of his faith or his authority. And someone said, well, why did he curse the tree? Because the tree was a deception. There was leaves on it, but no fruits. And so he cursed it, and he cursed it from the roots. And 24 hours later, we see that the fig tree had dried up. And then he was teaching his disciples about how to use their faith. We know Mark 11, 22, 23, 24 is classic teaching on faith, but I don't want you to assume anything tonight. I challenge you to approach this teaching with freshness. Let's look at verse 22. And then he picks it up there and said, "And Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God." Now that's so very important right there. You say, well, how can you have faith in God? Well, you can't have faith in God if you don't know what God said. Faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. A lot of people say, I'm just trusting God. Well, what have God said that you're trusting? What scripture are you standing on? So let's be specific here this evening. He answered and said, have faith in God. He's teaching about how to use the faith of God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Now, you know, elementary or some, you know, novice will just read this and say, I just speak anything and Jesus said I could have it. That's not what Jesus said. So let's break down what Jesus said. He says that who shall say unto this mountain. He's going to teach on prayer. He's going to teach about using authority, speaking to undesirable things. Then he's going to tell you how to pray and receive things that you desire. The mountain was that tree. It was undesirable. There was no fruit on it. It was a deception. And the Bible says he spoke to it and he said, first of all, who shall say unto this mountain, whether that's sickness, disease, lack, undesirable things, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. Well, first of all, faith must be in two places. It's got to be in your heart. And shall believe those things which he said shall come to pass. Then it's got to be in your mouth. We know that from Romans chapter 10, verse 8. It says, what said that the word of faith is nigh thee even in thy mouth and in thy heart. So nothing is going to work if you haven't taken time to put the word of God in your heart in abundance. To out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Some people just say, you can just say, I have this and bless God, I'm blessed. No, is it coming out of the abundance of your heart? He said, don't doubt in your heart. And then he said, believe those things which you said. So it's got to first be in your heart in abundance, and then out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. You speak to sickness and disease out of the abundance of it. He said, and believe those things which you said. He's talking about the word of God. He's talking about undesirable things, speaking against it, using your authority. He said, he shall have whatsoever he said. Therefore, he's still teaching on faith. I say unto you, all right, you spoke to the undesirable thing, the sickness, the lack, the disease. All right, so what do you desire now? That was the undesirable thing. Amen. Praise God. Some things, you know, there's two sides of prayer. There's two sides of faith. There are some things, faith is both destructive and creative. Faith will move mountains. If that mountain is sickness, disease, lack, cancer, those are undesirable things. You speak to it in the name of Jesus. Praise God. All right, now that you've spoken against the undesirable thing, he said, therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire. Now, what do you desire? Healing, deliverance, finances. Now we've removed the undesirable thing. He said, now whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Whatsoever things you desire, when do you believe you receive? We're going from believing to receiving. When you pray, whatsoever things you desire. I spoke to the sickness and disease, to the cancer, to the leukemia. Go in the name of Jesus and be thou removed. Now, what do you desire? I desire healing. Now, Father, your word said in 1 Peter 2:24, by your stripes I was healed. And if I was healed, I am healed. Your word said in Matthew 8:17, himself, Jesus, took my infirmities and bore my sickness, and with his stripes I'm healed. So I desire healing, and I believe I receive it now. See, this is what he said. You believe you receive when you pray. He says, now that you've spoken against the undesirable thing, you've used your authority. We're talking about two sides of prayer. We're still talking about the word of God in your heart and the word of God in your mouth. It's got to be coming out of the abundance of your heart. He said, things that you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them. So if by faith, you must see that thing transferred. You must see it done. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So you don't wait to see it. You don't wait to feel it. You don't wait to touch it. You believe you receive it. You go to the word of God. You find the promises of God. Well, you're praying for increase, promotion. You go over, I think it's Psalm 75. Promotion don't come from the east nor the west, but it comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank and praise you for promotion and increase on my job. I believe I receive it. Now, the raise may not come next week, 2 weeks later, but you believe you receive that night when you pray based off of that scripture. Now, I know this sounds elementary, but you'll be surprised how many people keep praying the same thing over and over. If you pray the same prayer, you didn't really believe you received the first time you prayed. It's almost like saying repetitive things and you're not doing it. You can keep telling your child, and you do that one more time, I'm going to whoop you, boy. You do it one more time. You do that one more time, I'm going to whoop you, boy. You do it one more time. You do that. He done said that so many times, he don't even believe it. Why? Because when you said it, you didn't believe it. Because if you did, you would have said it one time and acted on it. That's kind of like this prayer. Praise God. I believe I receive. So, Father, I thank you for my promotion. I thank you for my healing. Now, the fight of faith begins. I can't see nothing. I don't feel nothing has changed. I might not even feel different. But I believe I receive my healing. I believe I receive my promotion. So now I must line my words and my actions and thoughts up with what I believe I receive. That's how you go from believing to receiving. It sounds simple, but there are mechanics to it. There are so many people who pray, hoping, and wishing that something happened. They didn't believe they received. Praise God. You got to see it. It's done. Wow. I see it in the word. Well, what I mean, you don't look healed to me. I know, don't be moved by what you see. The word says I'm healed. And the only evidence I need is the word of God. So then by his stripes, you were healed. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence, you know, you can replace faith with the word, the evidence of things not seen or felt. So I believe I received last night at 10 a.m. I like to put a time on it. Hallelujah. So when the devil come and needle me with pain or bring circles, no, I believe I received. I believe I received. I'm fighting the fight of faith. I'm holding fast to the confession of my faith because God is faithful. And so many people, this little mechanic here, where people, well, you know, I guess nothing happened. You know, I prayed, I believed, I received my children's salvation. Looked like they're getting worse. Well, what scripture? Well, no, I didn't really know the scripture, but I just want them to be saved. That ain't good enough. Go to Acts 16:31. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. So I go and I take that. So in the name of, I bind the devil. There we go. Now we can use Matthew 18:18. Satan, I bind you. Concerning my son, my daughter, my husband, my wife, take your hands off of them. I break your power in Jesus' name. See, Jesus said things that you say, you got to believe it's going to come to pass. Now loose them and let them go. Now, Father, now that I done spoke to that bondage, the undesirable thing, I go to the word of God. And I put the other side to prayer. Now, Father, you said in your word, right here in Acts 16:31, that you would say, me and my house. And I believe I receive household salvation tonight in Jesus' name. Satan's power's been broken off of my family. Now the fight of faith begins. I'm not going to go back every time they act ugly and pray the same prayer again. Lord, save them, Lord. That just said I didn't believe it the last time I prayed. Things that you desire. And those desires are consistent with the word of God. People say, you mean anything? No. God will give you the desires of your heart. Your desire comes from the word of God. I desire to receive everything Jesus have already given me. And the Bible says that he's given me everything that pertains unto life and God. So I line my desires up with the word of God, which is the will of God. If you abide in me and let my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will or what you desire. Why is it what I will? Because my will has lined up with God's will. My desires are the same thing God desires. He said, above all things, I would that you be in health. God wants me in health. That's his desire. And prosper. So we're not just talking about praying covetous prayers because you want something in the flesh. We're talking about allowing God to give you the desires of your heart from his word. Matter of fact, that's the safety precaution in prayer. Because you just can't pray, well, I desire so-and-so. Why? Well, that's not God's will and that's not in his word. God ain't going to give you. You can't believe you receive somebody else. Why? That's a violation of the word of God. Those desires are consistent with the word of God. And then you believe you receive. Now it's like the fight of fact. You see it on the inside. And you go from just believing to now I receive. Hallelujah. He said, but notice there's another part to prayer. He said, but therefore I say to you things that you desire when you pray, believe you receive them. But when you stand praying, he's not talking about physical posture. Well, you know, I'm standing praying. Jesus said, he's talking about when you take a faith stand. I'm standing for my children. I'm standing for my healing. I'm standing for my debt. When you take a stand of faith, that's what he's talking about. He said, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father which in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. So then faith will not work in an unforgiving heart, because faith, Galatians 5:6, works by love. So one reason a lot of people don't receive is not because God don't hear. Matter of fact, James said, you have not because you ask not, and you ask and receive not because you ask amiss or improperly for the wrong motive. So it's never God holding it back. It's either motive or method. God wants you to receive everything, but unforgiveness will block your prayer. It'll weaken and literally rob your faith, because faith works by love. And so what he's saying, if you're going to stand for your children, stand for your debt canceling, if you're going to stand against sickness and disease, if you're going to stand against principalities and power, he said, judge yourself and say, wait a minute, Father, I forgive so-and-so, I forgive so-and-so, I loose them, I let them go. Hallelujah. That's what it really is. When you say you forgive sin, you're sending it away. You're dropping it. Because we were not designed to carry other people's sins. That's what unforgiveness is. When you hold, you care. There are people gone. Some people go to a vacation. People go to church. People go to the store. People go to get their hair fit. And they take other people with them because they have bind their sins. They won't drop it, loose it, let it go. Matter of fact, the Amplified bring this out. Put up those. I think it's verse 24 and 25 in Amplified. For this reason, I'm telling you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe, trust, be confident. Now, what is your basing faith on? The word of God. We're not just talking about, listen, when you pray, you start with the answer. You don't go, God, answer my prayer. He's already answered your prayer. By his stripes, you were healed. That's the answer to my prayer. So you start with the answer. And he says, trust, be confident that it's granted you. You've heard of a school grant or government grant or college grant, free money. Well, there's such thing as a heavenly grant. Believe that it's granted you and you will get it. You believe you receive. When I pray. But whenever you're standing for your children, standing for your healing, standing for your debt canceling, that's what he's talking about. Not physical posture. If you have aught against anyone, forgive. Watch this. Let it drop. Leave it. What I tell you about you binding other people. You're carrying it with you. Let it drop. You're carrying it with you. Everywhere you go, you talk about it. Oh, I can't believe what they did to me. I can't believe that she did that or he did that. You have bound that sin to yourself. And Jesus bore our sin. You're not qualified to carry anyone's sins. He said, drop it. Leave it. Let it go. In order that your Father, which is in heaven, may forgive you your own failings and shortcomings and let them drop. In other words, it's not that God holding anything against you. It's that the same way that God forgive you, now he can't get forgiveness to you because your unforgiveness is blocking it. It's like a dirty pipe. You can't receive from God because you got filled. Unforgiveness is called spiritual wickedness. And the Bible talks about that parable about the man who had compassion and forgave his servant of a $10 million debt. And he went out and found a fellow servant and would not forgive him of a $10 debt and had him and his wife put in prison till he should pay all. And when the fellow servant or when the Lord heard what he had done, he said, bind him hand and foot and bring him to me. And deliver him to the tormentors. That's what unforgiveness. It'll torment you. Not only will it stop your faith, it'll torment you. So, what am I saying? That's going to stop you from receiving from God. So, first statement then, watch this, real simple. Believing means it will happen. Watch this. Receiving means it has happened. I believe I received last night. I received my healing. Things that you desire when you pray. Thank God my children are saved by faith. Yeah, but look, well, no. Didn't you? The word says faith is the substance of things, hope for the evidence, things that I know in the natural I don't see it, but this is my evidence. I believe I received their salvation. I'm not believing that it will happen. I believe it has happened. In the spirit, thank God Jesus has paid the price for their salvation. Now I'm beginning to fight a faith. Matthew 21, verse 20 and 22. Look at this. I don't think we need anything new in the church. I just think we need to operate the basic and act on the basic things that we think we mentally assent to, but they're not actively in our life. You might know how to ride a bicycle in your mind, but until you get out and pedal, you are not riding the bicycle. When the disciples saw it, this is that same account about the fig tree. They marveled greatly and they said, how is it that the fig tree was withered away all at once? Jesus answered them, truly I say unto you, if you have faith, a firm reliance and trust and do not doubt, you will not only to what has been done to this fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, it will be done. And whatever you ask for in prayer, having faith and really believing, that's the key, do you really believe it? Because like I said, your actions, your words, your thoughts must all line up with that. He said, if you really believe it, watch this, you will receive. So we're going from believing to receiving. I'm believing God for me. I've heard people say that for it's been 30 years, and you still believe in God. At some point, when are you going to receive? Faith has a starting point, and faith has an ending point. The starting point is the word. The ending point is the word. Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. At some point, there's a receiving end. And between believing and receiving, there's a fight of faith. Your action, your words, your deeds are going to really tell the teller if you really believe you receive. Because I'm not trying to get it to happen. It has happened. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, from the days of John the Baptist and now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. So you got to learn to take things by force, praise God. Amen. Particularly when you know it's already been promised you and given you in God's word. So what you do, you judge yourself, put up this statement concerning unforgiveness. Then you believe you receive when you pray, when you pray, when you pray, when you pray. There are a lot of people just get down begging, hoping, bawling, squalling at the altar. They never believe they receive. They're waiting to feel something. Then I know God heard me. Boy, I felt like, Lord, have mercy. Heaven came down. It don't matter whether you feel like heaven came down or not. God hearing your prayer is not based on goosebumps. It's based on his word. What have he said? Well, I just don't feel like the Lord is with me. Well, it don't matter how you feel. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So God is with you. And when you don't feel like he's there is when you better know it the most. We're talking about connecting your faith to the word of God and not your feelings. So judge yourself concerning unforgiveness. Believe you receive when you pray. Look at Psalm 66, 18 and through 20. If I regard a whole iniquity in my heart, you remember what Jesus said? Whosoever shall say, and don't doubt in his heart. Well, if your heart has been contaminated with unforgiveness, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Look at all those references. But certainly God has heard me, and he has given heed to the voice of my prayer. I believe I receive. Blessed be God who have not rejected my prayer, nor removed his mercy and loving kindness from being as it always is with me. So, you know, praise God. You believe you receive. So you judge yourself. And the Holy Ghost will let you know. Praise God. I mean, he'll let you know. It'll be red flags all in your spirit. You need to get this right. You need to get this right. You know, how you going to bind the devil when you already bound with unforgiveness? You know, Satan, I bind you in the name of Jesus. Get out of my house. He said, okay, I'll leave the kitchen, but I'll see you back here in the bedroom. You can't get them out your house. Why? Because where there's envy and strife, there's confusion in every evil word. He's got legal right to be there. So don't tie your prayer life up and ruin your faith over emotions and fear. Get rid of it. I want results more than I want to be right. I'm going to do whatever it takes, praise God, because we're not wrestling with flesh and blood, but against Satan himself. So let's go on and let's move a little deeper in this from believing to receiving. Look at Little John chapter 5. And this is Bible study. This is basic stuff. This is God wants you to receive. He wants you to get results in your home with your children, your finances, on your job. Amen. So you have to pinpoint that I believe that I receive, praise God. When? Last night. When I pray. Hallelujah. I'm not asking God to do it again. It's done. Now the fight of faith begins. Little John 5. Look at verse 14. This is so powerful. Verse 14 and 15. First John. Well, I say Little John, but you know, it's first, second, third John. When I wasn't just talking about St. John. So First John chapter 5, back near the book of Revelation. So look at verse 14 and 15 says this. I went from John to Peter. Let me get back over here. Here we go. And this is the confidence that we have in him. Now, that's so very important. Not in your 401k, not in your job, not in the doctor or the realtor. You'll be surprised when the Bible says have faith in God. A lot of people have misappropriated their faith. This is the confidence we have in him. Him who? God. That if we ask anything according to his will, which is his word. Don't get all mystical. Oh, yeah, we never can know. The will of God is the word of God, just like a last will and testament. If I wrote my will, then I'm putting my word down on paper so that you'll know my desire. This is the desires of God. This is his will. And the more you get in the word, the more you understand, and the more your will becomes one with his will. If you ask anything according to his will, which is his word, he hears us. And if we know, now notice we've gone from believing to knowing. Do you believe you'll heal? No, I know I'm healed. How? Because last night I prayed. I believe that I received. If we know that he hears us, what's this? Whatsoever we ask, we know. We've gone from believing to knowing. I know I have the petition. I wouldn't say that. No, no. His word, I believe I received last night. We're talking about from believing to knowing, from believing to receiving. We know we have the petition that we desired of him. Now, this is even more powerful than Amplified. Look at this in the Amplified. This is so powerful. And this is the confidence, the assurance. How can be you sure that God hear your prayer? How can you be sure that ain't no accident going? How can you be sure? Because the word I've prayed, I believe I received. How can you be sure about your kid? Because I prayed. This is assurance, the privilege of the boldness which we have in him. We are sure that if we ask anything, make any request according to the will, which is the word. You go to the word of God, that's where your desire come from. You get the promise, you put it in your heart, and speak it out your mouth. Jesus said, and those things that shall not doubt in his heart, but believe those things which he said. Well, those things you're saying are lined up with the word of God. He says, we're sure that if we make any request according to his will, in agreement with his own plan, he listens to and hears us. Now, God don't hear you because you felt goosebumps. God hears you because he said so in his word. And if since we are positively, we positively know that he listens to us and what's up we ask, we also know, I like this, with settled and absolute knowledge. This thing's settled, man. I don't care what the symptoms are. I don't care what the doctor said. I believe I received last night. I don't care how my kids acted. I don't care what my money looking like. I'm a tither. I believe that I received. Praise God. And that money's on the way. With settled knowledge that we have. Oh, now watch this. Granted us as our present possession. Wow. The request we made of him. Remember what I said about believing. What was that statement? I said that believing means it will happen. Receiving means it has happened. Our present. Once I believe, I receive. As far as I'm concerned, I got it. I got my healing. Someone said, you don't look healed to me. Well, don't be moved by what you see. I believe, I receive. Hallelujah. I have my promotion. Glory be. When you ain't even got a job, what you mean? Well, I prayed last night according to the word. See, you must see it transferred. You must see it already there. How? By faith in the word. It ain't out here. It ain't, you might not even feel it. But faith is the substance of things. So the evidence. What is the evidence? God said so. I prayed it last night. So as far as I'm concerned, I have my present possession. I remember when we was building the church years ago, and I had a vision, and I prayed, and I built little models. As far as I'm concerned, we had it before we had it, if you understand what I just said. We had it in here. I had it in here first. I possessed it in here first. That's what vision is. Vision comes from the word of God, the picture that the word of God painted in your picture, and you write it in your heart. And you believe you receive it, hallelujah. Thank God. And then you start making preparation. You start telling people, we're going to be moving. We're going to be going here. We're going over on that street. Don't it tarry. Wait on it. Well, you see it in here for in the end. But some people want to tangibly feel it, touch it, taste it before they believe they receive. That was Thomas' fault. Jesus was raised from the dead. He wasn't there. And the disciples said, we've seen the Lord, man. He's alive. He said, except I can touch it and put my finger in his hand and thrust my hand. I want to see something and see the nail print. I'm not going to believe. So he was waiting to feel and see before he said, I had it. See, things you desire when you pray, believe you receive it and you shall have it. That's so powerful. Because if you don't have an inner image of it, you didn't, then you're just trying something anyway. You didn't believe you received. Abraham was going around talking like I'm the father of many nations. Why? He had an inner image of Isaac. He's 100 years old. Sarah is 90. The womb is dead. Everybody think he's crazy, but he believed he received to the point that he started going around saying, I am the father of many nations. Matter of fact, he started giving glory to God about something that hadn't even manifested yet. Why? We believe we receive it as present possession. And if you got to get honest with yourself, you can't get that inner image of that you presently have it, you need to go back to the Word until that picture becomes clear. Go back, refocus, meditate the Word of God. Meditate the Word of God. That's what Joshua said. Meditate day and night, and you will begin to observe and see what everything got right in here. I have it, man. I have it. Praise God. That is so powerful. So then start acting and talking like you already received it as your present possession. That's what people, well, I wouldn't want to say that, but that's what faith does. Faith calls things to be not as though they were. It calls non-existent things like they already exist. That's why I was telling people we're going to be going over on Green, moving off of Green Street and coming over here, and we're going to build these buildings. I was putting up little models. I was telling people, y'all need to start studying television because God showed me we're going to have a television. As far as I'm concerned, we had the cameras. We had the pews. We had all of this. But way back when I believed, pray. Way back then, believe I received. That's what vision is. So you start act talking like it. You don't wait until you get you until the house. You start talking like it. You start acting like it. You got to line your actions and your words up with what you believe you receive. Like it's already received as your present possession. Now people who don't walk by faith and have no word in them are going to think you crazy, but that's all right. The woman with the issue of blood, she believed she received. The doctor said, no, you're going to die. You're going to die. 12 years, took all the money. She was oozing, internal bleeding. But she said within herself, when I touch the heel of his garment, I'm going to have it. It's called a point of contact. And she got in the press, and when she touched him, his faith, her faith made demand on the power of God. Dunamis went out of Jesus. And as far as she concerned, she had it. She had it. She knew she had it. I'm healed. Jesus said, who touched me? Everybody was touching. Everybody, they didn't believe they received anything. There was a lot of people thronging him. Crowds. They said, man, what you? Somebody believed they received. And he turned and said, woman, your faith has made you whole. Your money, your everything coming back. See, present possession. Don't wait on the doctor to announce your healing. Don't wait on someone else to say, you know, one day, if it be God's will, we're going to get it built. No, I start talking, and people in church knew, pastors just talking like we always in the building. Praise God. And then there was another building. There was another. That's what faith does. It believes it receives before you can ever sin. Then it start talking and acting like and preparing. Why? If you're pregnant with something, then you don't wait until the baby's born. And then you're talking about, I need me a bassinet. I need some clothes. No, you go out and you start acting like, oh, my God. You start buying a little baby clothes. You start painting the room. You're preparing. Why? I believe I received 9 months ago when I got pregnant with the Word of God. Now, these are faith principles that will never change. If you're going to really receive from God, you need this type of teaching. Praise God. So, start acting and talking like it's already there. St. John 16, 23, 24 says this. And in that day, you shall ask me nothing. Jesus talking about the day that the Father go away and I go away and the Holy Spirit will come. He said, but verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Watch this. You can tell if you believe you receive. Here until you've asked, up until now, you've asked nothing in my name. Why? Because he was already there. As long as he was in the earth. Hey, Jesus, what about the parable of the sower? Hey, Jesus, what about the fig tree? But when he went away, he said, you've asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive. You can tell, watch, that your joy might be full. My God, you'll start like shouting and dancing, glory be to God. Ain't got a dime in your pocket, but your joy is full. Kids raising hell, husband, wife raising, but you done pray. There's a change coming. Your joy is full. See, your actions and your words must line up with what you believe you receive. He said, ask and you shall, not mine. Why? That your joy might be full. Why is that so important? Because Satan wants to keep you depressed. He wants to tell you there ain't no hope for you. There's nothing you can do. There's nothing ever going to change. Why? He don't want your joy filled. For why? The joy of the Lord is your strength. And if I'm going to fight an enemy or an opponent, I want him weakened. So prayer strengthens you. It changes your outlook. I believe that I receive. I don't care what the devil say. I don't care what ain't changed out here in the natural. My joy is full. Hallelujah. Praise God. So then, we're talking about from believing to receiving. So then, faith, then, is so very important. The word, faith, come back here and hear it by the word of God. If you're going to believe, you receive. Faith, then, is the bridge that we transfer the unseen into the seen world. It's the bridge. You got a bridge. When I say I believe, I receive, and it ain't happening in the natural life. I can't see it, can't feel it, can't touch it. How do I get it out of that unseen realm into the seen world? That's where faith is, the word of God. Look at Hebrews 11:1 from now. Now faith is assurance. The confirmation. It's been confirmed. What? In the word of God? You've got the title deed. When something's been confirmed, you know, you're going on a trip, vacation, and you've got a confirmation. I'm at the hotel. Well, you might not have never been there before. You might not have never seen it before, but you got a number. Huh? Which means there is a hotel. There is a place. There's a building. I do have a room. It's been confirmed. Your healing has been confirmed. So you start acting like you're already there, even though you ain't got there yet. Why? Confirmation, the title deed of things we hope for, the proof, being the proof of the thing that we do not see. I believe I receive. Look at your child. Look at your body. Look at your... No. I got my proof right here, sister. I mean, I ain't going to fuss and argue with you. Here's my proof. God says my knees are met according to his riches and glory. I've already sown my seed. God says no evil shall befall me. No plague will come now where I dwell. I'm not worried about fear. Huh? That's right. What's your proof right here? The proof of things we do not see. Watch this. The conviction of their reality. Faith perceives as real facts things that's not revealed to the five physical senses. I haven't seen it yet. I can't feel it, but I believe I receive. I don't feel well, but I believe I receive my healing. You can't wait on your five physical senses. I believe I receive, praise God, my increase in promotion. Yeah, but I don't see any money in the bank. You can't wait on your five. Faith perceives as real fact things that your senses, see, faith is the sixth sense. And the just shall live by faith. Yeah, but I believe I've seen my children's house, but look how they act. I ain't moved by that. I don't care if it's 1 minute before Jesus come back, that life gonna change him. He may be like that thief on the cross, Lord, remember. That's God's business. I'm not going by it. It's because Satan will take everything that you see. He'll take what you feel and say, here's that. Look at that. Look at that. No, I ain't looking at it. I believe I receive. And so faith perceives as real facts, things that you can't see, touch, feel, ain't even changed yet. There was a time we couldn't see this building I'm preaching in tonight. I couldn't see the cameras. But by faith, we knew to be on television. We believe we received the finances by the pews and the land and everything. There was a time I didn't see none of it. But I believe I received you way back there until manifestation shows up. And so, that's why you've got to have faith, because it is the force of faith that transfers the unseen realm, things that you can't see with your natural eye. It takes it out of the unseen realm of hope That don't mean they do not exist. The Bible says the conviction of their reality, they are real. I mean, just because you can't see it don't mean it does not exist. There's a lot of things you can't see. You can't see radio waves and all the sound waves that's going from this mic to that camera through your thing, come to the television tonight. But those things exist just because you can't see it. You can't see angels, but they exist. They're ministering spirit. You can't see your brain, but you believe you got one. So you can't wait to see something. Faith says, no, I'm not waiting on my senses to confirm my confirmation. My title deed is the word of God. I believe I receive. Then you fight the good fight of faith. Now, we're almost done here. So let's go to Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. And let's look at verse. Now, I hope you're getting something. This is faith, confession, and stuff that you're going to need from now until Jesus returns. Because this is just how you're going. Because the devil is going to try to depress you until you ain't nothing happen. That's why you've got to go from believing to receiving. Hebrews chapter 4. Look at verse 1, 2, and 3. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left of us enter into his rest, lest any of you should come up short of it. For unto us was the gospel, the word of God, preached as well as unto them. He's talking about the children of Israel. He preached it. They was going to the promised land. He brought them out of Egypt, but many of them died in the wilderness because they didn't believe what was being preached. They murmured and complained. And he said, yeah, just like us, he's warning us, just like they had a promise, they didn't enter into his rest. He said, for the gospel was preached unto them as well unto us, but the word didn't profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Faith in them that heard it. Faith in them, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. They're waiting to see something, feel something. And they didn't mix faith with it. For, watch this, we which have believe what? The word of God do enter into rest. Rest becomes then the evidence if you believe you receive. Joy and rest. Praise God, I'm resting over these kids. I'm resting over these finances. I'm resting over that bill. I know what the doctor said he's seen, but I don't care. I'm resting because I went to the word of God. I believe I received my healing. If you still upset, you haven't really believed you received. For we which believe, what? The word. Do it into a rest, a knowing. A settling, a knowing. We know that we have the petition we desire him. We go from believing to knowing to receiving. We have it as our present possession. So you rest. The money gonna be there. I ain't gonna toss and turn. I know what's in the bank book. I seen it. But I believe I received. I prayed last night. So we rest as he have said. As I sworn in my wrath, if they should enter into my rest. Although, and this is what's so amazing about God. For as God concerned, there are no emergencies. Oh, I got to have it by this time. And I got to have. God understood every problem, every need that mankind, particularly his children, would have throughout eternity. As far as he concerned, he had already made the way of escape. He had the solution before you had the problem. He said, although he sworn his wrath, they should not enter my rest, although the works were finished before the foundation of the world. Before Adam ever sinned, God already had Jesus plan on coming. And you was in Christ. And everything you would need would be provided in Christ. So there's really no emergency. What we have to do is realize God got not only our back, he got our front, and believe to find the promise that covers the situation. Don't rehearse the problem, rehearse the promise, and then enter into rest. He said the promise was left unto them just like it's left unto us, but they didn't mix faith. They wanted to see something, feel something. And so they was up all night and tossing and turning. If you really believe you receive, you're not going. That don't mean that there ain't going to be storm and uncomfortable things around. It just means you can rest, just like Jesus went to sleep on the back of that boat when he said, let us go to the other side. Everybody else, oh my God, there's the Titanic. The sun is going down. There's water. Somebody wake him up. Now you wake him up. And he was just resting. While he believed he received, I'm going to the other side. And so it's going to be all types of hell house around you, and hell house and the hounds of hell barking and high water and hell. Everything going to come at you once you believe you receive to try to convince you nothing happened. But you got to enter into the rest by faith in the word of God. So then the evidence of believing you receive will be rest, a settled inward knowing. I just know. People, man, don't you see what's happening on you? Man, your kid, your finance, your car, your house, they came and you just resting. You know, over the years, it's been all types of needs that have come to this church that no one knew about, but I just rested. Why? I believed I received. I would go to God in prayer. Every phase of ministry, instead of putting pressure on people, I put pressure on the word. Just believe that I receive. That's why this congregation has benefited from that. Instead of trying to get everybody to go sell this and say, we got to raise money. And since I'm disturbed, you know, when people can't rest, they don't want you to rest. Y'all need to go work, man. Y'all better get out there and sell some donuts, man. We are paying for these railroads. We are paying for this television bill. No. You go to the word, believe you receive. Every time God added a new phase to the ministry, God, I expanded my faith to cover. All right. He had a new station. Okay, we're going to stretch our faith. That's paid for. Believe I receive. And then you enter into the rest of God. And when you rest, that means God will work. Because you're saying by your actions, God, I believe it's done. He that keepeth Israel neither slumber nor sleep. So you're going to have to learn how to sleep and take control of your thought life and shut that brain noise down. Say, peace be still to your mind. Just like Jesus got out of that boat and said, peace, when everybody else had no rest. But you can't speak peace if you don't have it yourself. You can't give somebody else something you don't have. Amen. So I want you to rest tonight over whatever the enemy has been trying to rob you of your peace from. Come on to me, Jesus said, all you that's heavy laden, you'll find rest for your souls. Let's close with Romans. Chapter 4. God bless you. I trust you've got some things out of here tonight. Remember, congregation's open on Sunday. Praise God. If you're streaming, you're comfortable, fine. We ain't putting no pressure on anyone. But starting 10 o'clock Sunday morning service, of course, if you don't want to be here in the flesh, then praise God, stream. But God is doing some tremendous things. We're seeing a great anointing. As God is restoring people back to the church, we just want you to be whole. Amen? Praise God. Romans chapter 4, look at verse 19 through 20, and we'll close. Romans 4, 19 through 20, and we will close. God bless you. Romans chapter 4, verse 19 through 20 says this. Verse 19, talking about Abraham, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body, now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promises of God. See, fear staggered at the promises of God. Faith reaches and grasps. It believes it receives. Hallelujah. He staggered not at the promises of God. How? Through unbelief. Mm-hmm. But was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and not being halfway, but being fully persuaded what God had promised, he would also perform. So let me close with this statement. Believing you receive means giving glory to God before any manifestation of evidence. That's what Abraham did. He believed he received. His body, 100 years old, dead. Sarah womb dead. Well, where did he get the light from? Well, the light came from the seed of the word of God. Bible says God who quickeneth the dead and called things that be not as though they were. God, you can breathe life into dead situations, dead finances, dead marriage, dead hopeless situation. God, you know, when there was darkness and Satan has come down to this planet, God didn't say, "Woo, it's dark out there." Now, in the midst of darkness, he said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And so believing you receive means giving glory to God. The Bible says he became strong in faith. He didn't stagger. Well, what if it don't happen? I don't know. What if I don't get it? What if I step on the word and, you know, it don't work? What if I lose my finance? What if I, you know, stand on the word from a hill and I don't get it? You know, the doctor, no, that's staggering. You can get that word down in you and you'll become fully persuaded. So when you believe you receive, then that means giving glory to God before any manifestations come. He began to give glory to God. The Bible said he gave glory to God, glory to God. He started praising God. I am the Father of many nations. Thank God I have a son. His name is I. Praise God. And see, that praise is what brought the manifestation. Satan can't do it. Praise will shut down the enemy. Praise will shut down fear. Praise will shut down depression. Why? Because God inhabits the praises of his people. If you really, really believe you receive, start praising God before manifestation. Before your body, you know, change. Before your finances change. Before your children. Say, no, I believe that I receive. So if I really believe, then what did it say? It says that really believe you receive means you have it as your present possession. For as Abraham was scared, concerned, I got Isaac. Body, you don't count. Sarah, your womb don't count. And as he gave glory to God and kept meditating the word of God and kept saying, I'm Abram, father of a multitude. I'm Abram, father of a multitude. You are not Sarai, but Sarah, mother of many nations, mother. And the Bible says, praise God, manifestation came. And I can go on. And even when Isaac came to show that he believed God, he believed he received. When God said, offer him up to Mount Moriah in Genesis 22, he said, by faith, he had the word of God on it. God, I don't know what you're going to do. But he told those two young men that came, he said, y'all remain here. I and the lad, we're going yonder to worship. We ain't going to have no funeral. And we will return. Because I got the word. I believe I received this, son. And ain't no death. If God has to raise him from the dead. God said, oh, because he believed he received. He got up there and said, Abram, put the knife down. Man, look over there. Ram is already in the bush. Now I know you believe me. Now I know I got a man that will act on the word of God. And you can have that type. Don't wait. Your ram is already in the bush. Whatever you need, El Shaddai, God already have it. You just need to go yonder and worship God and start giving glory to God. As you do, you'll see your finances change. You'll see your body change. You'll see your children change. Job situation. Don't wait. You believe you receive. Start giving glory to God. Amen. Praise God. Well, we trust you got something out of this evening's message. Praise God. Look up. Our redemption draws nigh. Get excited. Jesus is Lord. And